You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Brave Star by Tom Lark. Tom Lark in the studio. Kia ora, Shannon. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm pretty well.
Yeah. That is good to hear. Exciting time. We were just chatting about off air. Used to be very far in the future. Now it's next week. You're heading to the UK. How's that feeling?
Very busy.
Busy.
Yeah, but exciting.
You have to play The Great Escape, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And other shows, or is that just your focus?
Yeah. Some more shows in London and stuff.
That's pretty cool. Have you played many gigs over that ways before?
Zero.
Zero gigs.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's my first UK excursion.
Wow. Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Have you got any sort of like things you're looking forward to? Or are you just kind of excited to see what the vibe is like?
What am I looking forward to? I don't think I'm. I think my family comes from England many, many, many generations ago. So it's part of me, it will be like, I see. And I feel like it will maybe, you
connect some dots or something.
I think so. Yeah. Cool. I'm looking forward to that, I think.
Great Escapes in Brighton, I believe. Is that right?
It is, yeah.
What a beautiful bit of the country. You'll get some seaside, you can walk down the pier, have some Brighton rock.
Yeah. I've actually been watching some GoPro tours of people on YouTube where they put a GoPro on their head, or I don't know, I suppose on their backpack, and they walk around the streets and put it to music.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's
so I feel like I've got a good handle on the place.
That's a great music video idea as well, I feel like.
Wow,
see, people
yeah.
do live streams of that, which I find fascinating.
Wow, yeah.
That feels quite like a relaxing...
Yeah.
There's bits of the internet which are kind of weird in a really specifically fun way that would really scratches my brain, right, I reckon, just seeing someone wander around some streets.
Yeah
good vibe.
Yeah.
I lived in the UK for a couple of years when I was a kid, and I went on a pier ride on the Brighton Pier, and it was so freaking scary because it was so janky.
Now,
so
was it the ghost train that you went on?
I think it might have been. It was quite spooky, but mainly it was spooky because by the time we got off, we realized we hadn't had the seatbelt on the whole time, and we were just sliding around the seat.
Oh my gosh.
We had the barrier down, but we were quite small, and that's always slightly traumatized me about Brighton, but I hope you have a better time than that.
yeah me too.
You've got a new single out as well, mm-hmm. Shannon, Dumb Luck. It's a great song. What was the writing process for this one? Because obviously your last record was a smash success, Tate Prize nomination for it no less, but what were you kind of thinking about when you were getting in the headspace of putting new music out there?
Just getting back on it.
Nice.
I think I just, with Dumb Luck, it's kind of, it occurred to me how funny, I don't know, Dumb Luck was as a phrase or something. So, yeah, I don't know, I just sort of expanding about what that means. Yeah, it's, that's kind of just it, really.
That's nice. I like it when something kind of catches your ear and you sort of want to work out why that is.
Yeah.
And you get a little hit out of it as well, you know?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
We've talked about, you're quite the audio nerd as well. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Really, really good, like, nice, crispy quality to these recordings. What is your setup like? Where do you usually record your music?
Just in my little studio. It's just a process of, but layering things up, filling it up too much and pulling things out.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting a little bit too excited and then having to wind it back. Yeah.
But I always start with the drums.
True. Yeah. Why like is little, that?
I don't know. I feel like that's just where the magic comes from for me. If I can get a groove going, then I can imagine the rest of it, or, I don't know, fill in the rest of it somehow. But I always start with like a beat that makes me go, yep.
Yep. A good phrase and a beat. That's it. That's, you got a song there.
Yeah, that's it.
That is it. What is your, recording setup like versus your live setup? Is it just you on the album, or do you have friends come in and do stuff as well?
Every now and then someone will do something, but mostly it's just me. I think on the last album, one of the only sort of things that anyone did, it was just me, apart from the strings part. There's a song called Wildfire, which is kind of like the really mellow sort of one on it, and my friend Mark came in. I had this string line and I was like, I don't really know what I'm doing here, so and he kind of was like, try to do this, and then sort of like helped me out with a bit, and then that was kind of it.
Nice.
But sometimes I'll send something to him and be like, what's going on here?
Yeah. How do I make this sound like I imagine it sounding?
Yeah.
And then playing live, what's the setup at the moment for the Tom Lark experience?
I'm playing as a three-piece with my good buddy James Danzy from, some people may know him from Spring Break, and my other bud, James McDonald.
So all the Jameses.
Band practices are very confusing.
James, can you pass me pass that to James? That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Lovely. And are you all heading over to the UK together?
That's it, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, good gang. It'll be a really good time.
It'll be really fun.
If anybody is listening from London, and I know people do while they're cooking their dinner, where can people catch you if they're sort of hearing this and they want to check out your shows?
In London?
In London, in the UK.
We're playing at the in Brixton, and then there's another show, which I can't remember right now.
But it'll be on the internet, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But more importantly, this week, you're playing a gig on Thursday night at the Crucible, that is the wine cellar. This is a fundraiser, because it's expensive. I don't know if people have worked this out. It's expensive to go to the other side of the world.
Yeah, it's so expensive. It was like three times New Zealand money.
Crikey. If you'd like to help Shannon and the two Jameses get to the UK to play some special shows and play at the Great Escape Festival, then come along this Thursday. Handful of tickets left. Where can people get them from?
Under the Radar.
The best
and
place.
Paul Cathro's playing as well.
Oh, cool. Nice. Nice combo of vibes. Mm-hmm. This is your brand new single, Dumb Luck. Thank you so much, Shannon, for speaking with us this morning. And best of luck on your adventures. We'll look forward to hearing about it when you return.
Thanks for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.